Hello, how you doing tonight, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I was just calling. I was listening first time here in Tennessee. I'm actually in Georgia, but I hear you on WFLI.
Oh, okay.
And I just scanned across and heard your program, and I was asking, over there, when I was listening, it said, I heard you say that that you can't call people back from the dead, that it would be...
Sounds like you got a preschooler.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He must be back there. It said that you were saying that you couldn't call anyone back from the dead. It would just be demons. Is that correct? Is that what you
Yes,
said?
That's right. That's what I said.
Okay. I was just wondering if you could explain over in 1 Samuel, I believe it is, chapter 28, where Saul calls back
King
Samuel.
Saul, yeah, he goes to a witch.
Well, is that a demon there, or is that actually Samuel?
It's a demon. I'll tell you why I believe that. For one thing, God said never go to a witch. Secondarily, they were supposed to be executed. Thirdly, this spirit that came up that claimed to be Samuel says that the witch had the power to raise him. Well, the Bible tells us that only God has that power. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The devil can't give life to people. The devil cannot call saved people like Samuel and at his beck and will. The message that Samuel, or this spirit that claimed to be Samuel, gave was an utterly hopeless, discouraging message. Not even a shred of hope. And when Jesus gave people messages, he always mingled it with hope. If you read the seven messages to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3, he rebuked them, but he always said to him that overcomes. He mingled it with hope and mercy. And the message that this demon gave said, you're going to be with me, and your sons are going to be with me. And wait a second. Saul died lost. He committed suicide. Samuel died saved, a holy man, spirit-filled prophet, high priest. How are they going to be together? It made it sound like they're sharing the same reward. So there's so many suspicious things that we have a lot of reason to believe that because Saul ventured on the enchanted ground of that witch, he was exposed to a demon who was impersonating Samuel. If you go to 1 Corinthians, 11, where it says, Satan himself can be transformed into an angel of light. And so the devil has the power to create illusions and to seem to be transformed.
So you think that Saul was not saved?
No, I do not think Saul was saved. The Bible tells us that he seems to have grieved away the spirit, and an evil spirit took possession of him. He took his own life, and the closing chapters of his life were just, God would not speak to him. That's why he went to the witch. He had grieved away the spirit of God.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, sir.
Okay.
And, good luck to you, and God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Thank you very much.